I think so far it's been very impressive. You know, I think that the administration, the nascent administration, has moved with a speed that hasn't been really seen before in terms of putting most of their high-level political appointees in place.
Dr. Michael Watkins is chairman of Genesis Advisors and a professor of practice in organizational behavior with INSED, a European-based international business school. He was here in town recently to help moderate a panel discussion on the transition, co-sponsored by the Senior Executives Association, the Council of Excellence in Government, and Harvard Business Publishing. I spoke to him at the National Press Club several days after New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson removed his name from consideration to be the next Commerce Secretary.
I mean, obviously, the Richardson situation is a stumble. I think congressional reaction to the Panetta appointment has been mixed. But by and large, it's been exemplary so far. But we have to keep in mind, and I'm sure Carol will speak to this, that this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the appointees that are going to go forward.
One of the members of Watkins' panel discussion earlier this month was Carol Bonasaro, president of the Senior Executives Association. She says she's hoping the new president will borrow a page from the first 90 days of former President George H.W. Bush's first term.
Needless to say, what we are hoping for is a repeat of something the first President Bush did, which was to meet with career executives in Constitution Hall and send a message that they're part of the team and that they're going to be worked with closely and are essential to the administration's success. And I think that'll go a long way towards making the transition even more successful.
Watkins is the co-author of The First 90 Days in Government, Critical Success Strategies for New Public Managers. I asked him to talk about the critical role that the Internet, and particularly Web 2.0, played in the election of the new president and how it may shape his mode of governance.
I think it reflects the Obama team's sophistication with the Internet and the use of this media that they're doing this. I think that, as with any consultative process, it's a double-edged sword or a stick with handles on both ends, right? Having raised the expectation, having gotten the input, you've then got to act on the input. We had a nice talk this morning, one of the questions in the session, about the commitment of the administration to putting policy up on the Internet and really making the level of transparency much higher. And this is, again, an expectation that's been raised that's going to have to be met in practice. And it's not going to be easy to meet in practice because there's lots of reasons why you don't want to have full transparency about every dimension of your policy. And so, you know, I absolutely laud the administration for its approach in doing this, for its use of technology, particularly for its commitment to transparency. But it's going to be a challenge to sustain. There's just no question. And I'm going to look with great interest to see how they proceed.
During the election, both of the major government employee labor unions publicly backed the candidacy of Barack Obama. The leaders of both unions say the Bush administration was openly hostile to federal workers. Carol Bonasaro believes that will change in the Obama administration.
I think certainly that the union's concerns are likely to be heard by the administration. I mean, one of the very frustrating things I think that happened in the Bush administration was that the National Partnership Council was dissolved. So if there is a good sense that we're all going about this in partnership, frankly, irrespective of whether there in fact is a formal partnership council, that's going to get the job done. On the other hand, there will be some tough times because there's no doubt that the agency is going to face tough budget decisions, for example, and senior executives are going to be at the spot where those decisions have to be carried out.
Wrapping up our conversation, I asked both Michael Watkins and Carol Bonasaro what would be their benchmarks for success in the first 90 days of the Obama administration.
One is the success of the administration in really getting its political appointees confirmed and in place reasonably expeditiously, and I'm pretty confident that's going to happen because you need to have that team begin to form up. The second thing really is the item priorities, right? What are those priorities going to be, their clarity, and also that there's not so many that they're going to get overwhelmed. The third thing is some early wins. You know, I think that there's some potential roadblocks. Obviously, there's a lot of support in Congress for what's going to happen, but it's not overwhelming support. I'm going to be looking hard to see whether the initial legislative agenda proceeds expeditiously and well or gets hung up on some key things, for sure. And I think the fourth thing is just this critical set of relationships that need to be formed between the new political appointees and the career civil service. And does that knitting together really happen? well and quickly.
Carol, how about you? What are you going to be looking for? What indications of success or failure will you be looking for in the next several months?
Well, I'll take Michael's lead and say four as well. The first three being communication. Mm-hmm. Communication first with the senior executive core as a whole, in terms of sending that message that we know you're on the team and you're critical to our success. Communication with their political appointees with the same message. We expect you to work with these folks and develop a constructive relationship to be successful. Third, communication with, frankly, groups like the Senior Executive Association, which can play a critical role in being that link of both disseminating information to and bringing back information from the core. And finally, I would hope to see some appointments, frankly, of some career executives in positions such as they used to hold before we had the senior executive service, the positions that are critical to institutional memory to process. Before the senior executive service, it was typical that career executives were, for example, assistant secretaries for administration.
Right.
That's only true now in two agencies, and it's only because it's statutorily required.
That's Carol Bonasaro with the Senior Executives Association. Tracking the Transition with Dr. Michael Watkins at the National Press Club in Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.